You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is August 12th, 2023. I am MP Holmes, and this is a piece on an upcoming photography exhibition that portrays displacement from the perspective of people with firsthand knowledge. Falling Through the Cracks, a fundraiser and photography exhibit, will be held at the Downtown Kitchener Public Library at 85 Queen Street on Wednesday, August 16th, from 5 to 8 p.m. The photographs, 16 in total, depict the meaningful ways unsheltered communities support one another, memorialize each other, and resist marginalization. The event is presented by the Lived Expertise Working Group in partnership with Wilfrid Laurier University. David Alton, the facilitator of the Lived Expertise Working Group, talked to CKMS News about the exhibition.
And it's called Voices of Displacement, and we're bringing it together in an event called Falling Through the Cracks at the Kitchener Public Library, the downtown one, on August 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. So the gallery will be up where you can see these photos that were taken by lived experts as they're exploring themes of displacement. And then there will be a panel where artists and the researchers will be talking about, you know, the value of bringing lived expertise and into conversations on displacement, and the value of using the kind of photo voice techniques that we use and the relationship building techniques that we use to really just emphasize the scale of what we're experiencing in terms of the housing and homelessness crisis in Waterloo Region, but also the nuances of how we navigate through it and how we find empower communities to express themselves and advocate to the cities. So these photos, they went through not only were they taken by lived experts, but then they went through a series of focus groups, both with a broader community of lived experts to really dig into themes around displacement, but then also with City of Kitchener staff to start unpacking where do the city fit into this narrative of displacement and how can we start making changes. So I think it's a really beautiful series. It's very powerful. It happened in a lot of these photos are tied to some pretty intense experiences, especially if you were aware in April when there was a big wave of overdose deaths that were happening. Like, these photos are in the midst of that crisis, reflecting the voices of people who are navigating intense experiences of displacement. So it is a powerful piece, and we hope you're able to come on August 16th to the library to see the work and talk to the artists themselves.
David talked further about the scale of homelessness in the region and the problems of not having accurate data.
Well, right now, the numbers we work with are the point-in-time count that was done in 2020, and so it's out of date, first off. But at that time, the region counted over 1,500 people who were experiencing homelessness in the region. And so we can only assume, based on kind of the trends that we're seeing on the ground anecdotally, that the number is likely higher now by quite a lot. But from our understanding, there is another point in time count scheduled shortly so that we can have even more accurate data. So have you heard of the court case that happened around the encampment on 100 Victoria Road?
The one in January that was settled?
It was about the fact that we are working with very inaccurate data. The Justice Valenti found that Waterloo Region had shelter capacity for less than half of the number that we had in 2020. And we know the number is bigger now, and so there's this huge shelter capacity gap. And we also know that shelters are not going to meet the needs of everyone. So it's a really important time for us to really be creatively exploring all the tools that are on the table, both the ones that we've used before, but also the ones that are emerging from community initiatives to be tackling these complex issues of displacement and homelessness.
David talked further about barriers between unsheltered and sheltered communities.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fear and misunderstandings within the community that create barriers, right? So you think about what's going on in Cambridge right now. There's a lot of community concern and confusion about what to do about homelessness, about what to do about safe drug use, right? And yes, you're right. The answers are very simple on the service provider's front about having access to shelter and having access to safe injection sites and having access to those resources. But when you're navigating the the resource pool that the city, these cities are working with, and the political tool, political terrain that they're in, it also becomes quite complicated. And this is where there is, I think, a big role for community members to be educating themselves and to be getting that support to the people who are doing the work and are trying to navigate this situation.
The Lived Expertise Working Group is a 2-year pilot project hosted by the Social Development Center in partnership with the City of Kitchener to advise on the implementation and monitoring of the Housing for All strategy. The working group consists of 12 lived experts, and the plan was that they would meet twice a month from May 2022 to August 2024. But the group found themselves in uncertainty this past June when members of Kitchener City Council questioned whether changes should be made to the funding agreement after the group criticized the city when 3 people were arrested in the Roos Island protest in April. At the last council meeting in June, council was expected to vote on going ahead with the second year of the pilot, but instead there were calls to fund the group on a month-to-month basis rather than the planned second year. Councillor Paul Singh wants to discuss his preferred approach to establish an in-house lived expertise group. In-house meaning obviously the city. And Councillor Dave Schneider said, on your personal social media accounts and the Social Development Center's accounts, you've publicly criticized the city, and I'm just wondering if that would stop in year 2. The Social Development Center receives $30,000 annually for its members' participation in the Lived Experience Working Group. The City Council agreed to delay the vote on continuing to fund the second year of the Lived Expertise Working Group until the August 28th Council meeting. Falling Through the Cracks, Voices of Displacement in Waterloo Region is on at the Downtown Kitchener Public Library on August 16th. The gallery opens at 5 p.m. and the presentations will start around 6. Music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode and is courtesy of By Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.